Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, the 15th of April. The monks of Glenstall Abbey sing Nos Autem Gloriari. We should glory in nothing other than the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom is our salvation, life, and resurrection. Through him we are saved and set free. May God have mercy upon us and bless us. May he make his face shine upon us and be merciful to us. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter, therefore, motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So, while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Now, no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only for a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now. But you will follow me afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
This scene is one of the most intense moments in the relationship between Jesus and Peter. Peter has an intimate moment with Jesus, only to have his future denial revealed to him. How does it feel for him to face such contrasts in his life? How does it feel for you to acknowledge similar contrasts? This has already happened at Caesarea Philippi, when Peter acknowledged Jesus as the Christ, only to reject immediately afterwards the thought of him suffering. Coming face to face with the implications of the Passion is a challenge. How does it feel to you? Listening again to the reading, what strikes you in what Jesus and Peter say to one another? Let the words resonate in your heart.
Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only for a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now. But you will follow me afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times.
As with the rich young man, Jesus looks at Peter and loves him, despite his betrayal of their friendship. As you think of how this relates to you, speak to Jesus as one friend to another. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen. Amen.